Okay, questions?
How are you feeling?
Great.
What did you learn from your follow-up, latest follow-up appointment?
I'm good to go.
You had mentioned on the radio, is there any possibility of coaching in the box or definitely on the sidelines?
I don't know.
Is that still being debated? Or
I don't know. The doctor's talking to me about something, but let's talk about Jacksonville, huh?
What was that experience like for you last Wednesday when you started to, you know, lose some vision? I mean, I'm sure that was probably a scary deal for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, I could tell it was getting worse, that's all.
Mike, can you tell about how difficult it was to miss a game, your first game in your coaching career?
Well, I really want to talk about Jacksonville, but... Yeah, I mean, you put all the work in, and, you know, the reason why you do these things are for game day. And so that's the difficult part of not being able to be with the team that you're trying to prepare. So I think Jacksonville's really good on defense. They're fourth in the league in total defense. They've got very good corners on the outside. They play very disciplined football. Offensively, they run the ball good. Chris Ivory's a strong, hard-running back. They've got some good receivers. They work a lot on the outside if you give them single coverage. So it's going to be important. We play good in special teams and good in all the phases of the game.
Do you gain much from 10-day break? I mean, do you guys get fresh legs? Do you get injuries healed, things like that?
Well, I think it's always good to take a little break and then kind of reevaluate, kind of where you're at and things you need to do. And I think it was good for the players to get away a little bit.
Mike, as you're going through the corrections period and getting ready for the next game, analyzing what happened last week, when it's a game that you didn't coach, how does that change the process, the corrections to preparations process for you?
Nothing. It doesn't change anything. It just, I tell them why we lost the game and why we're not winning football games and what we need to do better.
Mike, I think you're averaging 16 points a game over the past seven games. How, if at all, do you foresee the offense being able to take a step forward and just score more and not put all the pressure on the defense?
Well, the biggest thing we have to do is eliminate negative plays. We have two penalties on special teams that put the ball inside the 10-yard line. We have one guy goes in, he plays two plays and has a penalty. We have a penalty on third and one. We have a penalty on the two-point try to tie the game. We're not good enough to overcome ourselves, and so in order to start winning, we have to stop losing.
What do you attribute that to? I mean, youth and experience, lack of focus.
I don't know. Undisciplined, I guess. It's my fault. I need to fix it.
Sense the need, sort of. The offense almost putting too much pressure on themselves. Do you need to tell them to loosen up a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
You did talk on the radio yesterday a little bit about you don't want the players criticizing the officiating and all that stuff. Have you?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, the question was.
The question was, he asked me about the officiating, and I said, they probably missed some calls, like every ball game, but the officiating didn't beat us, is exactly what I said, if I recall it correctly.
You also talked about the EEF, everybody else's fault, is what you said. You talked to your players just about concentrating on their own roles, pretty much?
Of course. I don't really hide much from the players.
Harrison Smith won't play this weekend due to an ankle sprain. He could potentially be out for the rest of the season. Are you holding out hope that he'll be back at some point this year, or does it look like he could be out for a while?
I know Harrison Smith is a pretty tough guy, and he plays all the time. When he's hurt, he plays. He always plays. So I don't care about reports. I just go about what happens in practice.
Mike, ill-timed fall starts. You guys approaching a record, you think?
It's really not ill-timed. It's any time. We're just you know, and especially at home, these kind of things should not be happening. So we need to get it fixed. We need to get it fixed fast, because we can't overcome our own self, and that's been as big a problem as there is. You know, there's we're doing, you know, when we have manageable third downs, we're pretty good, but we can't, you know, we can't have holding penalties, we can't have sacks, we can't have fumble punt in the 8-yard line. You know, part of the deal is the players need to know who they are, and understand that not only their positive attributes, but their deficiencies as well. So, you know, don't try to do things that they're not capable of doing.
What's Terrence Newman meant in the secondary there? The defense played well all year, and he seems to have pretty good rapport with the other defensive backs. What's he meant to the team?
Well, Terrence is a great leader, number one, and he's a great person, number two. He plays well. He's very smart. I think he helps with a lot of these guys, getting them to understand, you know, he's almost like a coach on the field, getting them to understand, helps them study, helps them learn how to study, helps them learn how to play with better technique, really all those things.
What have you seen from Bortles on film when watching so far this week?
Well, he's a lot like the guy that, you know, we looked at when he was coming out. He's got a big, strong arm. He's a good athlete. You know, he's been making a lot of plays with his legs. You know, the scramble tape this week is twice as big as any other tape. So, you know, he can make all the throws. He's got a good strong arm. Big, rangy athlete.
Hey, Mike, where would you say Adam Thielen's come the furthest this season?
Well, probably as a receiver. You know, he's a competitive guy that typically does, you know, the things he's asked to do. And, you know, I think he's improved at running routes and, you know, making tough catches.
Mike, when you talk about Bortles scrambling, did you guys feel like you did a pretty good job on Prescott last week when you were trying to keep him in the pocket and still?
Well, there was two times we didn't. One was, you know, 3rd and 15 that led to the score, I believe. You know, so we've, you know, that's another area that we have to get corrected.
Xavier Rhodes is obviously having a very good season for you guys. What are some of the keys that's allowed him to just take another step this year as a defensive back?
Well, he's always been a good athlete. It's I think his recall is probably his biggest thing. You know, sometimes a year ago, every day was a new day, and this year he's more, you know, gets back to doing things correctly all the time.
Mike, do you want Adrian Peterson to be able to contribute or be back in the backfield should he be cleared to play this season? Other factors besides his health that would determine whether or not he's going to be back on the field?
No, there's no other determining factors.
Do you have a timetable, or are you just not interested in sharing one? Do you want one?
I don't have a timetable. The guys that are out here, I'm trying to coach the best I can. And when he comes out, then I'll try and coach him the best, whatever that is.
Who besides maybe Bradford is a guy in the huddle that you think kind of tries to bring guys together and help them keep focus?
I don't think anybody should have to try to keep somebody's focus. It's their job to keep their own focus. It's my job to make sure that they stay on their focus. So, I mean, these guys are, you know, they're young adults, but they don't need, hey, make sure you focus this play. You know, it's like, come on, man, focus, do your job.
Time for two more.
Talked to the radio also about you got the email from the firebomb squad, or anything else you'd like to recount about people that have reached out to you during this past week regarding eye issues, or anybody that's reached out wishing you the best or what have you?
Yeah, I've had several, but I mean, it's
amazed at the number of amateur ophthalmologists in the Twin Cities the last.
No, I'm dealing with some pretty good professionals myself. So, Yeah, I get a lot of advice, but that, you know, I listen to the doctors. Thank you.